Now, a quarter of all priests currently serving in the Irish Church are set to retire over the next 15 years, according to the Association of Catholic Priests. The figures were revealed at the Association's annual general meeting in Athlone. Just before coming in air, I spoke to Association of Catholic Priests representative Father Tim Hazelwood, parish priest of Killay Inch in Cork, and I asked him about the numbers and what it means for the future of the Church.
Well, maybe just can I give a little background, Jerry, first on, like, I'm a member of the leadership team of the Association of Catholic Priests. And last year we were approached by a journalist actually asking us, you know, what are the numbers? And we said, we don't know. So he said, how do I find out? So he started, we told him that you have to ring each individual diocese and ask for the numbers. So we thought, God, this is, you know, there's lots of change happening. So wouldn't it be good to have those figures? So it's without an agenda we did this. We just want to say, look, once you know the facts, then you can say, look, this is what's happening here. What do we need? What does the future hold? So that's the background to it. We just said we do it. It's not scientific, because we asked priests in each of the dioceses or wherever we could get the figures, and we did it over a number of months, and it has changed since we did it, because, for instance, Cork Diocese, in the meantime, in September, 10 priests retired. So the figures actually are worse, in one sense, than what we gave. So it shows, it tells the story of where the clerical Catholic Church is at the moment, and the story for priests. And it means that we're top-heavy with older priests, and the figures, like, we have 50 students training for the priesthood, under 40, there are 52 priests. For 1,355 parishes, there are 2,650 churches and mass centres that have to be, we'll say, serviced by a priest. You know, so that just shows that there is an issue, it's very serious, and we need to be reflecting on it, like, about the future. So that's...
Yeah. Yeah, 547 of the 2,100 priests, 61 and 75, their age between, and nearly 300 are over 75.
Yes, and like that, what that means also is that you've older men being asked to do all these things, and I suppose one of the pressures of parish now is that you're looking at maybe two parishes priests are looking at, and the workload has got greater, because we're expected to have a finance committee, pastoral council, liturgy groups to prepare stuff, and you're asking older men whose bits and pieces are getting worn,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I can understand why more priests, a lot of priests would stay on if that kind of stuff was administrative stuff was taken from them.
Yes.
But the reality is that in the parish priest, the buck stops with the parish priest.
Yeah.
Like, we have finance committees, but the responsibility still, all these committees are there as advisory in canon law. So I think the day will come when administrators will be appointed to do all that work, and then the priest can be left to do the pastoral work, you know, dealing with people, you know. And what's challenging for priests now as well is that we're kind of providing a service. You do that part and you move on. Whereas in the past, you get to know people, you know, at all the baptisms,
yeah,
you'd know the families, the weddings, you'd know them.
You have time to stand outside the church and talk to people, and time to you know, have a meal with them on occasions. Other times now, you're running and racing.
I was talking to a priest in the city, and he had 175 funerals done, you know, celebrated up until September.
In the year?
How in the name?
175.
Yeah.
That's,
so how do you visit, you know, people are mourning, and I think our role is as a pastor, the person of Christ there, but you can't, you just do it, move on to the next one.
Yeah, and then
and
you start wondering,
I would find.
Yeah, you start wondering what your job is then.
Yes, and you get, that's where burnout comes, because the meaning goes from it. you know, and that's why I suppose I don't want to sound too pessimistic. The reality is that the church is changing, and God is, there's a message in there somewhere for us, whatever it is. I don't know what the answer is, but something new is happening, and we have to be open, and that's where the synod that's happening in the church is so important. I think there's a new direction. I think we're being led somewhere, but the change is very challenging. And our concern would be about communities, you know, it's going to be difficult, and also about the welfare of priests. We're a priest association, and we think that, like, the number of priests over 75 who are still working, I think there's, you know, over 300 still working. In any other profession, it wouldn't be tolerated.
And what is the answer, Tim? And I know it's not an easy question to ask or an easy question to find answers. You mentioned the church centres, they're the mass centres and churches that have to be serviced. One of the answers will be, I suppose, closing some of those or not having masses in many of them in the short term. But that's not really a long-term answer, is it? Unless you want the Catholic Church to shrink in size significantly.
Well, change is happening. You know, this is the reality. And I think a lot of those churches will close. They will have to close because, firstly, the number of people attending, even paying for, you know, heating, lighting and all that kind of stuff, it's not feasible. And that's the pressure that's being put on a lot of the aldermen. They feel bad because they're trying to keep it going, you know. And I don't know what the future holds. But again, I think that's where I would trust the Synod. You know, it's when people come together. I think there's the whole issue about excluding women from ministries and ordained ministry. That has to be, I'm not going to say it's going to answer any problem, but I think that's a huge issue we have to face. There's lots of issues like that we have to face, and that's where the Synod, we're being called to come and to talk about it and to listen to each other and to see where we've been led.
And that will be the key thing, and that will be the key issue. Final point in it, Tim, will the views of the ordinary mass goers be taken into account, do you think? What people want from their churches? Because people who go to mass every Sunday, they see the age profile, they know what's happening, and they are concerned.
Yeah. Well, again, that's where the Synod comes in, because at the heart of Synod is listening and engaging. And we need, and I suppose it would be our, one of our major things is that lay people's voices are heard. And in lots of dioceses, that's not the case. You know, the first time they hear about a priest being taken to parish is the day the priest stands up and says, it's my last Sunday here. You're having no priest in the future. Now, we don't think that's good enough. We think there should be engagement. And it's not easy because people are hurt and angry sometimes, but we need to listen.
All right, Father Tim, listen, thanks for talking to us and taking us through that this morning.
Okay, John. Thanks very much.
Father Tim Hazelwood there of the Association of Catholic Priests.